Hi guys, I'm Mariah. Welcome to my podcast. We'll get back to that later. And we have
Shayla.
So today's topic is about delusional confidence, which if you know me, I live in Delululand probably 99.9% of the time. And I think once again, that has to do with having the utmost confidence and trust in God. I also think that God is a God of clarity and not confusion. So I feel like, you know, that helps a lot. Is actually
a good thing.
I think that just about everything in my life I have done has come from this delusional confidence, from quitting my job to moving to Florida for like 6 months to a year, to coming back to Connecticut, to starting a business, to starting a podcast, to going back to school. Like everything has been a Delululand. I think I truly live in Delululand. I think that you just have to do the things that like feel right for you and like right for your soul. And there's so many people that will try to give their input and try to say like, are you sure? Like, Mariah, yep. Do you really want to do that? Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that's going to work out? Do
prove
you think
their that's ass gonna is succeed? Wrong.
Yeah. Like, and I think time and time and time again, proving people wrong has also allowed me to just live in Delululand, because I'm like, we are going to succeed at anything it is that we do. Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, you will succeed, because there is no, what do we say, manual or anything to fix anything.
Yeah. I also think like failure is one of the biggest like lessons. Like, and anytime I fail anything, I'm just like, wow, what did I learn from that situation? Mm-hmm. Or
to do it again.
Shut up. I mean, sometimes I gotta go through the same thing like 50 million times before I finally learn from it, but that's okay too. But no, I think like really learning from your failures. I also think that there's no mistakes. I think that we make choices and we make what we feel like is the best choice at that time. Granted, do people make choices that just are beyond stupid? Yeah, 100%. Like, some people really just are listening to the world instead of listening to God or listening to, like, their own internal self.
Yep.
Sometimes I feel like people also want everyone else's input. Oh, and yeah. I think that people oftentimes say they want the best for you, but they want what they think is the best for you. Yep. And what is truly the best for you is something that only you yourself knows. Like, your mom can't tell you what's the best for you. Your siblings can't tell you what's the best for you. Your spouse can't tell you what's the best for you. Do I think you should like bounce ideas off of people? Am I always coming to you? Like, oh yes, 100%. But I think that,
or they tell you of different inputs from themselves to you, because they want you to live their beliefs that they could not live, or don't have beliefs in themselves that they wanted to succeed. So they want you to succeed what they couldn't do.
Yes, very true. I think too, that has to do a lot with like projection and a lot of people tell you things or give you advice based on where they're at in their life, like what they have experienced, what they have gone through. But me and you could go through the same thing and your path is still very different than my path. What you learned from that situation is still very different than what I learned from that situation. And I think that like trusting yourself and which once again, I feel like has to do with like trusting God and allowing yourself to listen to God. And like all the time, I ask God to like place people into my life that are going to allow me to get to the next step.
Yes.
Even though I don't know what the next step is, I don't know where it is that I'm going. I tell you all the time, do not know what I'm doing with my life. I can't tell you where I'm going
tomorrow.
I can't. Yeah, I cannot.
In the next hour.
Yeah. Like I cannot tell you. I'm a very much like we're going to roll with the punches kind of person, but listening to myself and really trusting in myself, I think allows me to get to the places that I need to go to. When I quit my job, I can't tell you how many people were like, Mariah, how are you going to quit your job? How are you going to quit your job? Like, you're really going to quit your job? Like, you have a good job. I think I'm losing brain cells.
I was one of them.
Yeah. I think I'm losing brain cells. Like, no, I cannot work here. I cannot do this anymore. Like, I'm ready for the next step in my life. I have no idea what the next step is going to be, but like, I'm ready for it. I quit my job. I started a business. My business was going and, you know, one thing happened and the business failed, which it didn't really fail, but you know, it's no longer in existence. Then I was like, wow, Mariah, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? What is it that you want for yourself? And then it was like, you've been wanting this podcast for so long. Like, go after it. Go after it.
I did tell her that. You did. I was like, go ahead.
You did. And even like, once again, having producer Gary in the background, who one day you will finally see, like having people who know what it is that you want and like push you to get to that next level, even when you're doubting yourself, is amazing. Like,
I think the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I think it's truly a blessing. But I think that when you find something that truly excites you, that you're just like, I don't care what anybody has to say, I know that this is going to succeed. And the truth is, like, you never really know if something's going to work out
until you do it.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Until you try. And sometimes you have to try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail. And then it's like, wow, after the 100th time that I tried this is when you finally succeed. And like, that's okay. Like, it's okay to go through all those steps. I think that's how you get better and how you continuously are able to like grow.
Trial and error.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any like things that have happened in your life that you feel like you were in Delulu land? And
oh yeah, funny. So many people did not believe in anything I said. I always say, speak into existence. The tongue is, like they say, I don't know the exact term, but it will come to me. But I'm pretty sure that everyone who is watching will know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't say worst enemy, but what you say is the strongest thing.
Yeah, your words are definitely very powerful. Your thoughts alone are very powerful.
One time in my life with me and my family, we kept going from apartment to apartment to apartment and kept saying, we need a house, we need a house, we need a house. We have a growing family and I couldn't wait to own a house. And my best friend, I would always cry to her and I'm like, I need a house, I need a house. I'm tired of going from apartment to an apartment. I need stability. And my husband, shout out to him. I love you. We are still growing. It's 2 decades together. We were in a very, I would say, a tight space in that time. And I was talking to my best friend. I was at a point in my life, I was crying. And I was like, I've been praying. I can feel it. I'm going to get this house. And she was like, it's going to come. It's going to work out. And I was like, I feel like everyone is getting their house and I'm not getting it. What am I doing wrong in my life? And she was like, you know, everything's going to work out. And I kept saying, it's not going to work out. And she was like, stop bringing that into the, you know, in the air. And I was like, I know, I know. And lo and behold, we had an apartment fire. We had smoke damage and everything. And we had basically,
you like lost everything,
like 90% of our things. And it was very traumatizing to our kids and everything. And we ended up having to move in with my mother for like a month and a half and putting things in storage, whatever little bit of things that we did have left. I kept saying, we have to get a house, get a house, get a house. And at the place that I was already working at, that I was at for a year, you know, they had put together a GoFundMe account and everything, which I felt very uncomfortable because I'm like, damn, all my business is out there and everything and all of that. And
you're also not a person that likes handouts. You've always done everything yourself.
Yeah, I always worked very hard. I was very independent. Again, no handouts or anything like that. And then being very vulnerable, which I did not like at a very certain state. And then, again, all my business out there doing a GoFundMe. And also with the company I was at, they had I forgot the word, or like they had like a funding that you're able to like write a letter to the company, and based on, it was like a wish, like something like a wish or whatever, that you're able to write to the company, and based on you being picked, they'll go ahead and put like an allotted money together. Oh, wow. So based on having a GoFund and having that, I was picked based on the circumstance of what was going on, which was very, I was very, very grateful because I was only with the company for a small amount of time. And the company was nice. I loved it. I don't want to like put that business out there, but if they are watching, you know, I love the group and everything. And I want to still stay in that particular town, but the town that I was in, very expensive, obviously. And me and my husband having some money saved up. We were very fortunate working with a mortgage broker and then an old friend from high school, connecting with him, and then my old job that I was working with, basically being loved and everyone coming together. It was just very, you know, heartfelt, warming. It was just amazing. I'm about to get emotional. I don't want to get emotional on, you know, but this is just amazing. Coming together and helping in the community, just like, just loved, you know? And you don't really feel at that moment, you're at your lowest point, and then everyone just coming together, you're like, wow, like people really care, you know? And then again, it's like at the same time, you don't want handout, but when you're just at your lowest point and you really do need help, it's just amazing that there's people out there who will actually help you and all that. And able to get a home so short a time and actually finding your first loving home. And it's God, you know, just helping you. And we got a home. It was
She got a big home with a big yard.
a
Like, it is nice. It is so nice.
beautiful. The kids loved it. It was a little, you know, a little far away. It was hard with the whole commuting and everything like that. And I still stay in contact with a few people, you know, at my old job, and I still go there as a patient and everything. But it was a little, you know, hardship and all that, but it was a blessing in disguise. And again, delusional, but no one believed. And lo and behold, in God, praying and all of that, I was able to get our home. And actually, October 5th made it 2 years, going into three. God bless, God willing.
Amen.
And yes, and it was amazing, beautiful thing. And yes, I'm so blessed, so happy. And it's nothing but God. And people put people in place in our path for a reason. And everything happened for a reason. Because let me tell you, if I was at another place, none of this would have happened. And again, God put people in my path for a reason, for a season, for all this to happen, because none of this would have been possible at all. And this is all happening and had happened for a reason. And we cannot question anything. We just have to keep everything in prayer. And I'm just stumbling on my words because it's just an overfilling, and it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, and people should really believe and always believe in themselves and just don't stop believing and just always think that, be patient. And I was patient and I was being impatient, and I had to talk to people, and they were like, just it's gonna come. And I felt it, and I kept saying, I can feel it, I can touch it, but it's just not coming, and it's on God's time. Can't rush it, nothing. It just happens. And again, before that time had happened, again, I wanted a new car. And I remember where we were at. It wasn't a great time. And I was crying about all that stuff. And before that had happened, we had heard gunshots. And I was praying and all that. And then that morning of, we walked out the apartment. And I saw a police car on my driver's side window. And my daughters, I was bringing them to school. And on the driver's side back door, one of my daughters walking over there, and all of a sudden she screamed as I was taking the card off the window. And I'm like, oh my God, my heart, you know, sunk to my stomach. At the same time, I was, you know, grabbing the car, and I'm like, what's going on? And I ran to the other side, and my window was shattered. And I was like, oh shit, like, you know, what happened? I was like, oh, the gun. And all I could think was like, oh my God, my car was innocent in this, I whatever. And I just couldn't think. And kind of find out, it all registered that the gunshots that we had heard the night before, my car was part of this.
Her car was a victim, guys. Her car was a victim. By the way, when she called me and told me, I was laughing. And I'm like, can I see the bullet holes? Can I see the bullet holes? Can you show me? I want to see.
I called my husband and he immediately came. I couldn't move. I couldn't do nothing. We were all, you know, just stumbled. And kind of find out, yes, so the... it's funny now, but I wasn't funny then.
You were so mad.
Yes, I was very mad because this was my only vehicle, my baby, my Mazda, got all shot up. So the back passenger window was shattered and I had casings in my inside of my ceiling car and my bumper was all shot up with holes. And it wasn't intended. It was innocent. It was just in the middle of a crossfire of vehicles. And it was the only vehicle that ended up being shot up. But no one was held accountable to fix my vehicle. I had to fix it, unfortunately. I had to put Mazda to sleep. And I ended up with our new car. And that's a whole nother topic at another visit.
But we'll get back to that later.
Yes. So other than that, moving forward. So
you feel like your whole topic. Delusional faith in all of these things, well, it's not even a you feel, but your delusional faith in all of this really got you to like the next step. Even the times where you were like lacking a little bit of faith and you're like, oh, I don't think this is gonna work out. And still like just you still keep going, still keep believing, still like, God, I know you have this out for me. Like, this is going to work for me. And boom, like, look at you. Yeah. Go, girl.
Yeah. There's no manual to our life. We just have to succeed in every way that we possibly can. And no matter how many times we fall, just pick ourselves right back up and just continue on.
Yeah.
Even when we have other positive, great people in our lives to piggyback or bounce off different ideas and types of different motivations with one another and just continue on.
Yeah, I think it's also like a lot, like you said, just doing your best, like continuing to strive to do your best, even when you feel like you're struggling, even when you feel like you want to give up. And also like being excited for what's to come, like knowing that this is going to work out, this is going to happen. Like, and I also think, like, for myself, at least, a lot of my delusional faith comes from, yes, believing in God 100%, but also just, like, knowing that things are going to work out. Like, it always works out, even when it doesn't work out exactly how you might have planned or imagined it for it to work out. It usually works out even better, like, better than you could have ever dreamed of it being. Yeah, so thank you for being here on this episode of We'll Get Back to That Later. Until next time, guys.
Living your best life.